Well, cherry season has arrived. Whoopee! And this season has thrown up some hurdles for growers in Washington State. The lack of snowpack and new water restrictions has been an issue for some, but the availability of cherry pickers could prove to be the biggest problem. A U.S. State Department computer glitch stranded about 1,500 Mexican farm workers on the U.S. border just waiting for visas. KUOW's Anna King told Kim Malcolm there are other factors.
There isn't enough labor this year, and there hasn't been for several years. Farmers say that they're trying to use these federal programs for guest workers, but that it's clunky and they can't always get the workers in the right timing for the right job. And lately in orchards around here, there's been a bidding war. You know, farmers are reporting that they're starting with 100 workers early in the morning. And then by lunchtime, they've only got half of those workers. And what's happening there is with cell phones, workers are able to go and just call their neighbors, call their friends, call their family and say, how much are you earning over there in that orchard over there? Because I'm earning this over here. And then they start jumping orchards. And so they'll just pile in a car and drive to the orchard that's paying the most money that day. And that's really tough for farmers who are trying to get this very sensitive fruit off the trees. You know, cherries can go from perfect and ready in the morning to overripe and worthless by the afternoon. And so not having enough workers at the right time can be really, really concerning.
So where are we at right now in the harvesting season? How much longer do they have? And do they think they're going to be able to get everything off the tree that they would like?
So we're kind of on the upward swing of harvest. We're kind of climbing up the mountain here. More and more orchards are coming online, more and more cherries. You'll be seeing more and more cherries in your grocery stores. That's really happy for the cherry marketers and the cherry farmers because they're going to hit some of those big holidays like 4th of July that your family might have a bowl full of cherries at the table. And they're also sending huge amount of cherries overseas to places like Canada, China, Korea, Taiwan. The traffic actually in SeaTac Airport increases a lot with the cargo planes right now because cherries are too sensitive to ride on boats. They get a first-class ticket in the air on these direct flights out to these different countries and straight to market because their shelf life is so, you know, express. So it's kind of funny how much care is taken with this delicate fruit that's worth so much.
What kind of economic impact does the cherry industry have?
Yeah, so the total farm gate for cherries in Washington State is $880 million. It's huge, and that's just the farm gate value. And what farm gate value means is right when the cherries come off the farm in a truck, how much are they worth, you know, before they get to the market? And so that money is actually turned over a couple of times, even in the areas that grow the cherries and beyond that. Think about things like transport to get the cherries to market, the fertilizer it takes to grow the cherries, fence posts for farmers that need to keep, cattle out of their cherry orchards or things like that. So it's just interesting that that's just one time around for those dollars.
KUOW's Anna King speaking with Kim Malcolm. This year's cherry production is expected to be slightly smaller than last year's, but you'll find a good crop in stores and at farmers' markets. By the way, if you want some tips on how to pick the best cherries, you can listen to our feature from the Finney Ridge Farmers Market. Just go to KUOW.org.